A very good morning to you, beloved. Such a joy this morning to greet you and to release this teaching. We're still continuing on re-establishing your foundation, the foundation of your life, the foundation of your family, the foundation of GMDS, our local church. And it is so important that we start to build on none else but Christ. And we read a scripture that Christ must be the foundation of us, the building of us, the field. And it is essential that we take cognizance of the fact that we are in the last days, and it is essential for us to be so careful how we finish the race on the face of the earth. Each one of us is running a race. Each one of us has been packed with destiny and with purpose. And it is so important that we hear the voice of God so that we don't walk outside the purpose of God, outside the will of God, outside our prescribed destiny that God has placed in each one of us. Yes, all of us want to do what we want to do, but that's not what God wants from us. He wants us to align ourselves to His will. One of the things God did not take away from us is choice. And choice means you choosing whether you want your way to override God's way, or you want the imposition of God's will over your ways. And so this morning, we will continue speaking as the Holy Spirit will enlighten us, will convict us, and bring us to this place where we are repentant for the way we've lived, how reckless we may have been, and He will direct us as a good friend. Listen, the Holy Spirit is our counselor. He's been sent to stand beside us. Parakletos. He's the Parakletos, the one sent to stand beside us. He's been sent to empower us. He's been sent to guide us in our conversations, in the way we direct our lives, in the name of Jesus. So we covered 2 weeks ago and we covered the aspect on spiritual sacrifices, that these spiritual sacrifices must be part of the agenda of a legitimate house of God. That means our bodies have to be sacrificed. Our praises have to be sacrificed. Our good works have to be sacrificed. Our possessions have to be sacrificed. People that we lead to the Lord must be sacrificed. Our prayers must be sacrificed. And even our financial giving to the Lord's work must be sacrificed. And after covering all of these sacrifices, last week's teaching was a call to introspection. A call to see whether you have handed over your praises, your bodies, your works, your possessions, the souls that you are leading to Christ, your prayers and your finances over to God. Listen, and we made a very, very important statement. Spiritual sacrifices must be offered in an attitude of obedience, humility, and reverence. In other words, obedience, humility, and the fear of God. I'm going to choose to unpack those three words in detail in the weeks to come. How we ought to be possessing this beautiful attitude of obedience required by God, the attitude of humility that will attract God to us, and the reverence of God, and the honor of God, and the fear of God that brings you a procurement of divine wisdom. Today, I want to speak about what should be in the house. What is in the house? And what should be in the house? Or what does God require for the house of God to possess as part of the foundation Listen, before we build and sort out the ambience and the deco of the house, the foundation ought to be the most important part. Now, as part of the foundation, we have to cover what is in our house. A very simple question: what is in the house? Number one, the doctrine of Christ must be in the house. What? The doctrine of Christ. And what is the doctrine of Christ? According to Scripture, the doctrine of Christ is Father and Son. This is the model that should be foundational in any house. In Psalm 127, verse 1, this is what the psalmist says: except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. In other words, if the house is not built on the wineskin of Father and Son, the word build has to do with a Hebrew word called bana, and the root word is son. So whenever you see the word son, there has to be a father. When you see the word father, there has to be the presence of a son. A son legitimizes the presence of a father. The father legitimizes the presence of a son. Now the doctrine of Christ has to do with both the Father and the Son. Now let me just go through some of the scriptures to validate or to back up what I'm saying this morning. So you know and I know that in the foundation of any legitimate house of God, now there is the church of God, the church of Jesus Christ that he's building, and there's also the church of man, where man uses that platform or that avenue or that zone to parade his preaching, to parade his personality, to parade what he owns. And we understand today God is judging the church of man while he's building the church of God. If you go to Jeremiah chapter 1, would you turn with me there to Jeremiah chapter 1? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Come on, let's go there. Verse 9 and 10. God talking to Jeremiah, a young man, Jeremiah. In verse 9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. So the house that is legitimate, that has the doctrine of Christ, will always have God's words in the mouth of the messenger, the karuks, or the one that is releasing teachings and messages. We'll talk more about that later. Verse 10, see, I have set this day, set you over nations and over kingdoms. Now that legitimate word that comes out, that emerges from a honest, sincere house of God, must be able to touch nations and kingdoms. Must have the word of God, okay? And it must be able to touch nations and impact kingdoms. I have set before you this day to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. So in the house of God, God is setting up his house to become a greater house than the former house. The house of God will have the doctrine of Christ. It'll have only the words that God will speak in as far as the doctrine of Christ is concerned. Then the doctrine of Christ must be able to impact nations and kingdoms around it. Amen. Amen. And God says, this is the day and season. I'm going to root out and I'm going to pull down illegitimate structures, structures that are false. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then I'm going to destroy and throw down anything that does not carry the doctrine of Christ. There's only going to be one doctrine. not the doctrine of demons, not the doctrines of devils, not the doctrines of man, not the doctrines of gifted personnel. No, it's going to be just the doctrine of God. So anything that smells of flesh and has the presence of human sweat in it, God says, I will destroy that and I will throw it down. But anything and everything that has the doctrine of Christ, I will build and I will plant. So I believe God is busy at this moment, busy destroying illegitimate structures and helping to build and plant the very things that are present and foremost and contemporary in his heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this is what God is doing. So you've got that now. So the doctrine of Christ, made up of Father and Son, has to be present in the house. Anything else, God, as he prophetically declared in the book of Jeremiah, is going to root out and pull down. In the book of Hebrews, he talks about shaking both the heavens and the earth. One more time, shaking the heavens. And I tell you, the earth is being shaken right now as God is going to expose or bring on the platform his true church. Hallelujah. All the churches that belong to men are going to crumble and they're going to fall. They're going to be exposed, but only the true church that Jesus is building. And I want to, and I believe that's a cry in both Val and myself today, that we do not want to run this race outside the will of God. We don't want to lead this assembly outside the will of God. It is such a fearful thing right now, beloved, to lead a congregation, because we have to make sure every single day that we are fatherly. Number two, that we align ourselves to the will of the Father. Three, that we hear the voice of God. And four, our meat is to do the will of God who sent us in our calling to full-time ministry. So yeah, let's go to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, verse 1 to verse 10. Here we have a story recorded by Matthew concerning Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples. Note the word sent. This is very important. The word sent, it has an apostolic significance to it, the word sent. The word sent is the word apostolos, from which we get the word apostolic. And this word means that the one being sent has to represent the sender accurately. So another thing concerning the doctrine of Christ, that this word will always be sent from the heart of our Father through his Son into a people. So Heavenly Father will go through Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And through Jesus, the Holy Spirit then brings that word through Jesus. It lands on him and he distributes it through his ambassadors on the earth. And the ambassador, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus all have to bring forth the agenda of the Father as it is sent from his heart. And now Jesus is sending two disciples. See the word two. Two always talks about a witness. Two is a witness. So he sends out two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a baby donkey or colt with her. So in other words, there's going to be a parent and a child, a father and a son. And when we talk about father, there is no gender to it, okay? Every single one that regards Heavenly Father's father is a son of God. And so you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Lose not him or her, but lose them. Say them. Say them. Say them. That relates to father and son. Father and son. Father and son. This is the model that God wants in his church. In man's church, you could have a charlatan. You could have a leader of a party, or you could have one who is who loves to display his image. Whatever in a man's church, that is acceptable. But in God's church, only one thing is acceptable: the doctrine of Christ. Everything has to be measured, passed through the quality check, which is Christ, nothing but Christ. Hallelujah. Loose them and bring them to me. Bring them to me. In other words, this model will be approved and be set in Christ. Hallelujah. Set in Christ. This model is set in Christ. The donkey and the baby, the colt, both father and son, or mother and son, whatever it is, will be loosed and brought to Jesus. Can you see this, beloved? And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. Immediately he will send them. So when you build on this model, everything around this model will approve of this church. Let me tell you something. People are waiting to enter the church that Jesus is building with this model of father and son, because immediately those who own these things, release these things, release all into the house of God, the legitimate house of God, through this model of father and son. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt and the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. In other words, we as servants of God have to do what Jesus commanded us to do. Listen, you're going to get results, and we as a church are going to explode with positivity, with results, and with fruit, with fruitfulness, production, if we do as Jesus commands us. Hallelujah. The disciples that were sent, so if they were sent, they were under apostolic sending, a decree, they went and they did. They went and they did as Jesus commanded them. We as a church today will going to break out into great favor, fruitfulness, if we do what God commands us to do. And I believe strongly, beloved, stand with me, as we only want to do what God wants us to do. There must be no rebellion. There must be no back answering. There must be no inaccurate behavioral patterns in the house of God. We must just do as God commands us. Now, God places, and we'll talk about this a little later or maybe next week, God places a particular order in his house, and he has called the set person to lead the house, and he wants the congregation to listen to the voice of the set person. He will download his instruction into the heart of the set person, who then relays that to the people or to the congregation. And we know during the time of Moses, the consequences of people not adhering to the word of Moses or uprising against Moses. We know the consequences of that. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them. Another important thing is to lay down your personal mantles, lay down your clothes. Your clothes represents your personal giftings, your personal mantles. When you come into the house of God, if it was a house of man, you can display your clothes, hold on to your mantles and not put them down for Christ. But when it is the house of God, where there's a sent dimension, where there is a loosening, where there is a gravitation towards what Jesus wants, where there's an obedience to the voice of Jesus, where there is an influence in the city, what all of these things tell me today, that when in a true house of God, there is an emptying of human skill, of human importance, of self. All of these things are emptied. Listen, these people, they brought the donkey and laid their clothes on them. The ones that are sent ones, an apostolic people, will always lay down their clothes and allow Jesus that will prepare the way for Jesus to step on those mantles. In other words, we lay down our mantles, we lay down our gifts, we lay down our callings, we lay down everything as these disciples lay down their clothes. Hallelujah. And they set him on them. In other words, they set him on them. They allowed Jesus to ride into the city of Jerusalem, seated on this model of Father and Son. Beloved, if you are prepared to lay down your mantle, and every servant of God that is leading a household is prepared to lay down their personal mantle, their clothes, the thing that identifies them. You know that clothes identifies a person. Blind Bartimaeus was identified by his clothes. His clothes always told the people that he was blind. And here these people, these disciples, laid down their clothes. I don't know how expensive their clothes were. I don't know if it was one of the few pieces of clothing that they had in their possession. But whatever it is, they laid down their clothing. How about you today? How about you coming and saying to the Lord, I lay down my gifting. I lay down myself. I lay down what I have. I lay down my best. I lay down for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And beloved, look at this. When a true system is set up, when a true church arises, with Christ being the foundation, when he had come into Jerusalem, look at the result of a true church. Remember, people laid their clothes down. The disciples went and brought the donkey and the colt. All of these things tell us a story. And then the Bible says, all the city was moved. All the city was moved. I believe the whole city of Chatsworth can be moved. The whole city, suburb of Queensborough can be moved. The whole city of Savannah and Maryn Hill and Shellcross and Isipingo and Mirbank can be moved when there is an accurate house that is built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, where the congregation trust the set man, where the congregation listen, where the congregation works with the order of God that is placed within a set man. At the end, they said, who is this? Hallelujah. Who is this? The whole city was moved by the power of building accurately. So we have the story, okay? I'm just paraphrasing and raising my own deductions as the Holy Spirit is giving me utterance this morning, the doctrine of Christ. Let's go on in 2 John verse 7 to 11. We're talking about beware of antichrist, beware of deceivers. You know, the spirit of antichrist and those that are moved with deception or masters of deception hate this model of the doctrine of Christ, the Father and Son. Because in many churches, there isn't this whole aspect of building sons to leave a legacy or to pass the baton over. No, 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 no. Everything wants to be rise and fall at the point called the senior pastor, the senior leader. But here we decide, God is telling us that we have to build this whole model of father and sons. And good fathers will know when to hand over the baton to a proper son. One son, such son, if we study, is Timothy to Paul. We see that Timothy was Paul was a very difficult, he was an intense leader, but Timothy knew how to adjust and connect to the grace in Paul. So let's read 2 John 7:11. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourself, that we do not lose those things we worked for as servants of God, but that we may receive a full reward. A full reward comes to a servant of God who is not deceived, who is not moved with deception, who is not hoodwinked by deception, but stands on the following doctrine, which is the doctrine of Christ. Verse 9, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. If this doctrine of Christ is not in the church, doctrine of Father and Son is not in the church, then that church does not have God. God will not come into that family and house. So, can you see how important it is? This is an apostolic spirit and a building block to build the doctrine of Christ into the very fiber of our church, GMDS. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. In other words, don't bring them as preachers behind your pulpits. Don't expose their ministries anymore. Or do not give them exposure. Even do not greet them. Cut those friendships off with those that do not fully adopt this doctrine of Christ. For he who greets him will share in his evil deeds. So when you even greet such a person, the scripture is being very blunt and straightforward, you will even become guilty of his evil deeds. So it is important that we adopt the doctrine of Christ. Thirdly, third scriptural reference to the doctrine of Christ. Before I define doctrine, I must go on now. Let not your hearts be troubled. John 14:1-11. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in the Son. You believe in the Father, believe also in the Son. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, person. That where I am, the person, the Son, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I, the person, am the way. I, the person, am the truth. I, the person, am the life. No one comes to the person, the Father, except through me, the Son, a person. So the whole aspect of John 14 is never to do with golden streets and a mansion, a building up there. It's to do with persons. And so God wants us as people to relate to his Father as a person and to him as a person. And all of this has to do with us as mansions coming into the family of God. So God's family is enriched with a whole lot of mansions. You and I are the mansions if we adopt the doctrine of Christ, the Father and the Son. Have you got that? I want you to study this. Verse 7, if you had known me, you had known the Father. If you had known the Son, you would know the Father. And from now on, you know the Father because, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Show us the Father. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, the Son, Philip? He who has seen me, the Son, has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I, the Son, am in the Father, and the Father is in me, the Son? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in the Son does the works. Hallelujah. So all, there's a secret of Jesus' success in his ministry. It's because the Father was dwelling in him, he was able to do outstanding, meritorious, and great works while he was on the face of the earth. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, the Son. Or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Hallelujah. And this is a beautiful passage of scripture on this, the Father's Day, to focus on heaven, the Heavenly Father, and how he is revealed in the Son. Hallelujah. And so even in a spiritual house, while the doctrine of Christ must be evident, we must live that out. It must be incarnated in our house. It must be visible in our house. We must build this house on the same model of Father and Son. Listen, a spiritual father is a ghost father. Is one who leads you. I like how Jesus said, you will see me, but my Father chooses to stay in obscurity. And when you see me, the person that's on the earth doing this work, you must see the Father. And I pray today that at GMDS, that we will be able to raise up spiritual sons, hallelujah, that will eventually become sons of God. Sons of God, that they will, that the Heavenly Father will eventually be revealed in every son in the house. That's why it is our greatest joy to see that members of this church mature. You cannot stay at infancy. No, you cannot stay at the starting point and remain there throughout your life. No, you have to finish your course. You have to finish the race. You have to have a finishing mentality, beloved. The finish validates your race, that you have run the race, that you have gone through the course, that you have matured enough now to receive the crown of life. So these passages of scripture are telling us a story today, that there is a legitimate doctrine of Christ that should be present in the house. Next, Matthew 16, verse 16 to 18. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son, the Son of the living God, who is Father. So Christ is the Son of the Father. And when you build your life on Christ, you're building your life on the solid, legitimate, acceptable, approved plan and model of God. That's why Jesus came, word became flesh, because what was the main aim of Jesus coming? He came not to destroy the devil, but he came to reconcile us back to our Father. He came to bring us back to the family of God. He brought us back into this eternal pathway where we will live forever and ever in Jesus' name. The devil has now lost each one of us as sons of God, because we have been translated back into the kingdom of God, back into the kingdom of light, back into the kingdom of the love of his son. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock," which rock? The rock is the statement that Peter released. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, on that statement that I am the Christ and the Son of the living God, upon that statement you made, that was revealed to you by my Father, hallelujah, my church will be built on such. And you know, the church I built, said Jesus, the gates of hell shall not prevail or be victorious against it. I think I've said enough today. I will speak in detail about the word doctrine next time. Time is gone. So the first thing that should be in a house, a legitimate house, the house of God, the house, a spiritual house in which Jesus is foundation, there must be the doctrine of Christ, which is Father and Son. I urge you to go through these scriptures, these stories again, and tuck them into your spirit, man. Build up your spirit. Inflate your spirit, man. Deflate your soul. Deflate who you are. And inflate the presence of Christ in your life. It will always bring you reward, bring you favor, bring you recognition, open supernatural doors, and give you the edge, the unfair edge against the devil and others who are outside Christ. Have a wonderful day. To all the fathers, enjoy this day. Remember, you have a heavenly Father who neither slumbers nor sleep, who is not dead, who is ever present to stretch out his hand to touch you, ever present to open his ear to hear you and to bless you. May you be blessed today, every father at GMDS, and every father who may receive this message. You are the best that God has created, a masterpiece for his purpose. God bless you. Shalom.